It's weird how a word, like, I don't know, can go from basically unheard of to like everyone's using it all the time.
Right.
And that's kind of what's happening with gaslighting, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere you look now.
Totally.
And your request for this deep dive this week, it really shows that, you sent in this super interesting article. It's from withtherapy.com.
Okay.
And it's called What Gaslighting Is and Isn't. So it seems like you're really trying to cut through all the noise and figure out what this word actually means.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's like a really important conversation to have
Yeah.
because even though the term, like you said, it's become, you
We're
know,
trendy.
yeah, trend, exactly.
Yeah.
The like actual experience of gaslighting is definitely not trendy.
Right.
It's a serious form of manipulation, you know, psychologically, and it can really damage people and their relationships.
For sure. And it just feels like it's like deeper than just a disagreement, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is probably why so many people are trying to get a better handle on it.
Yeah.
So where does this word even come from?
So the term gaslighting, believe it or not, it actually comes from a play from like back in 1938.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Gaslight. And it's about this husband who like manipulates his wife into thinking she's like losing her mind, basically.
Oh, wow.
He like dims their gaslights, you know?
Right.
And then he's like, nope, nothing's different.
Right.
So she starts to think, wait, am I imagining things?
Wow, so the play really sets the stage, literally, I guess, for understanding how someone can be manipulated into doubting their own reality.
Exactly.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is. And you know what's even more concerning is that this kind of manipulation, you know, it doesn't just happen in plays or just in romantic relationships. Gaslighting can actually happen in any relationship
Oh, interesting.
where one person is trying to control the other person. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Like Robin Stern, she's a psychoanalyst and she wrote a book called The Gaslight Effect.
Okay.
She says it's basically like deliberately trying to make someone doubt themselves, making them question if they're right or even if they're like sane.
Yeah.
And it can be really sneaky and hard to spot, which is why articles like the one you sent, like, they're super important.
Okay, so we're talking about something bigger than just like, someone forgetting they said something
Yeah.
or disagreeing with us every now and then,
Right.
right? So what are some like telltale signs of gaslighting that people should be aware of, like stuff they might actually come across?
So the article, it does a really good job of laying these signs out.
Okay.
And they all kind of revolve around this idea of making the victim feel confused and unsure of themselves. So like a gaslighter, they might deny stuff that you both know happened, or they'll twist your words around,
Right.
or even just straight up lie about things that you know are true.
Whoa.
They might say one thing one day and something totally different the next, you know? So you're left wondering like what's real, what's not.
Right. So you're always like second guessing yourself, like, am I remembering this wrong or am I overreacting?
Exactly.
Wow.
And to make things even more complicated, they might be really nice to you at the same time they're doing all this.
Ugh, that's so manipulative.
Right. It's like they'll give you tons of compliments and affection one minute and then turn around and tear you down the next.
Right.
It's all about keeping you off balance.
It's such a classic tactic, isn't it? Like, create the problem and then swoop in like you're the solution.
Exactly.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing this with therapy.com article mentions is isolation
Oh, right.
as a major part of gaslighting. Can you talk about that a little
Yeah,
bit?
so it's like gaslighting often involves cutting the victim off from their support system, right?
Exactly.
So the gaslighter might like try to make the victim doubt their friends and family.
Make them question those
Yeah,
relationships.
exactly. And so that makes the victim more dependent on the gaslighter
Right.
and way less likely to reach out to anyone else for help.
Yeah, exactly. It's all part of the manipulation.
It's easy to hear all this and be like, oh, I would never fall for that.
Right.
But that's the thing about gaslighting, right?
Yeah.
It usually sneaks up on you.
Totally.
So by the time you realize what's happening, you're already feeling confused and unsure of yourself. But there's something in this article that I thought was really important. And they talk about what gaslighting isn't.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important for people to understand too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Because gaslighting, like we said, it's serious,
Right.
but it's not just any little disagreement or criticism, you
No,
know?
exactly.
We have to be careful not to throw that term around too loosely
Right. Yeah.
because then it kind of loses its meaning, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So let's break it down a little. Okay. Like everybody disagrees sometimes. That's just life, right? So how do you tell the difference between a regular disagreement and like actual gaslighting?
It really comes down to like the intention behind it. And if it's a pattern,
okay,
like a disagreement, it usually happens because two people just see things differently, and that's okay.
Right.
Gaslighting is different. It's one person trying to make the other person feel like they're the crazy one.
Oh, I see.
By like denying their reality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. So like arguing about what to have for dinner, probably not gaslighting.
Probably not, yeah.
But if someone is constantly twisting your words and saying you never said things you know you said, that's a red flag.
Exactly, exactly.
What about constructive criticism?
Oh, yeah, that's another one that comes up a lot. But really, constructive criticism, like when it's done right, it's supposed to be helpful.
Yeah.
It's about like helping someone improve, you know, giving them specific feedback.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that it's meant to help the person grow, whereas gaslighting is meant to tear them down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good distinction.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the difference between like a coach helping you improve your game and someone just telling you you're terrible and you'll never win.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, and what about setting boundaries? Because that's important for healthy relationships, right?
Oh, for sure.
So how can someone set boundaries without accidentally gaslighting the other person, you know?
That's a great question. Setting boundaries is all about communicating your needs and what you're comfortable with. But you have to do it respectfully, right?
Right.
Saying something like, this is what works for me, or I need some space right now.
Right.
It's not about controlling them. It's about taking care of yourself.
Okay. So if your partner, like, constantly dismisses your feelings when you try to set a boundary, or it makes you feel guilty for having needs in the first place, that's not okay.
Exactly. That's not a healthy relationship.
Right.
Because in a good relationship, both people should feel respected and heard.
This has been so helpful so far.
Good.
We've covered a lot of ground, the signs, how it's different from other behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the impact on the person experiencing it? It seems like gaslighting could really mess you up.
Oh, it absolutely can.
Yeah.
It can have like a really serious impact on your mental health, leading to all sorts of emotional and psychological problems.
Wow.
Like, imagine constantly second guessing yourself, feeling lost and confused all the time.
Right.
Never really knowing if up is up and down is down. That's what it's like for people being gaslighted.
Yeah. And it must be exhausting.
Oh, totally.
Like, you're always on edge, never sure what's real.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it. And all that uncertainty, it can lead to anxiety, depression, even make you lose confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just start to question everything, your judgment, your memories.
Right.
Even if you're in your right mind.
Right, right. And it's not just like an emotional thing either,
mm-hmm.
right? The article talks about how gaslighting can even mess with how your brain works.
Yeah, you're right. There's a real cognitive impact too.
Like, what kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Yeah. Well, it can make it harder to focus. You know, to remember things clearly or make decisions.
Right.
When you're always doubting your own perception of reality, it kind of throws everything off.
Right. Like, your brain is just fried from trying to make sense of everything.
Exactly. It's exhausting for your brain.
No wonder it's so tough to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move on to figuring out how to recognize and respond to gaslighting.
Okay.
There's one more connection I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
The article mentions narcissistic personality disorder.
Right.
Is it true that, like, all gaslighters are narcissists?
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
While gaslighting can be like a tool for people with NPD,
okay.
you know, because it gives them that sense of control they crave, It's important to remember that not every gaslighter has this personality disorder. Okay.
And the other way around too, not everyone with NPD uses gaslighting.
Right. So gaslighting is more about wanting power and control, not about a specific diagnosis.
Exactly. It's a tactic anyone can use, unfortunately.
This has been so helpful, honestly.
Good. I'm glad.
But knowing all this, what can someone actually do if they think they're being gaslighted?
Mm.
It just seems like it'd be so hard to escape that kind of situation.
You're right. It's not easy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it is possible.
Okay.
And like we've been talking about, the first step is learning to recognize those signs.
Right.
The more familiar you are with those gaslighting tactics, the quicker you can spot them in your own life.
Awareness is key, so we can catch those red flags early on.
Exactly.
Okay, what else can someone do? Like, what are some concrete steps to take? One of the most important things, and it sounds simple, is to start documenting.
Documenting. Okay.
Yeah. Keep a journal. Write down dates and times, jot down conversations as you remember them, And not just what happened, but how it made you feel.
Okay.
This does two things. It validates your own experiences.
Right.
Reminds you you're not imagining things.
Right.
and it can be really helpful if you decide to get professional help.
So it's like having evidence to counter the gaslighter's attempts to twist things around.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, that's smart.
And as hard as it can be, setting boundaries is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, calmly communicate your needs and your limits. Don't be afraid to say no.
Right.
Or to walk away from conversations that feel manipulative.
Okay.
It might be uncomfortable, but those boundaries, they're how you start taking back your power.
And what about, like, support systems? How important are those in these situations?
Having a strong support system is crucial, especially with gaslighting, which thrives on isolation.
Right.
Wow. Reach back out to those trusted friends and family. Let them know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They can offer support, remind you of your worth, and just listen when you need it most.
It's a good reminder that you don't have to go through this alone.
Absolutely not.
Okay, good to know.
And finally, don't underestimate professional help.
Mm.
A therapist can provide that safe, supportive environment for you to process your experience.
Okay.
To develop coping mechanisms and start rebuilding your self-esteem.
Therapy can be such a valuable tool, especially when you're dealing with the aftermath of manipulation like this.
Couldn't agree more. Seeking help takes strength. It means you're ready to break free.
This deep dive has been truly eye-opening.
I'm glad to hear that.
If there's one thing I want listeners to take away from this,
yeah,
is to trust your gut.
Yes.
If something feels off, if you're always doubting yourself, feeling small, unheard,
mm-hmm.
pay attention to those red flags. You know yourself best. Don't ignore that inner voice.
I love that because, you know, gaslighting makes you question your instincts.
Right.
So even wondering, are my needs being met? That's a sign in itself.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful.
Right.
It's like, even if you can't explain it, that little voice is telling you something's not right.
Exactly.
And this isn't about pointing fingers, right? And it's not about calling everyone who disagrees with us a gaslighter.
Right.
It's about being more aware of the dynamics in our own lives.
Right. Exactly. Asking ourselves, are my needs being met? Are my boundaries respected? Am I surrounded by people who lift me up?
Such important questions.
Right.
And to anyone listening who's resonating with this, even if you don't have the words for it yet, trust your gut. It's trying to tell you something. You deserve to be in relationships and all parts of your life that are built on respect, honesty, and genuine care.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.